path, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not going down a path that has been traveled by my parents. I feel there are very few people ahead of me, so
yeah.
I'm making my own way. And some days it feels harder, and some days it feels easier.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have it any other day because I really do believe this is the right path for me and for my loved one.
Yeah. Dil, just finally, and I'll let you go. If you were to talk to the young Dil, like the child, or maybe kind of someone who is, you know, kind of 20 years behind you, someone that's maybe in your shoes, what advice would you give them? What piece of advice would you give them to somebody who's in your shoes, or you know, kind of had the sort of challenges that you've had?
You're lovable. And look, what I say this to my kids every night before they go to sleep. You're loved and you're safe.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that's what every child needs to hear. But I know not every child has the privilege of being in that situation. And it pains me to say that. You can't. I wish I could tell a person who's in my shoes that they're loved and they're safe, because they might not be at the moment.
Yeah.
But you are lovable, and you have the capacity to love yourself and to make yourself safe. You know, to keep yourself safe. If it's a child who's in a situation where you know they're minors, that they really don't have many options than other than like I did. I remember I had a woman who looked after me many years. I had a nanny till I was 17, and she used to say to me, the moment you're 18, get out and get away as far as possible as you can from your family, because they're not good, they're toxic, and you're better off without them. And that was the message that I think I had, and it was literally like, you know, obviously, I ended up me leaving sooner, because they threw me out, but just, you know, live for that day when you're able to actually get away. But in the interim, you can keep yourself safe as best as possible, and to remind yourself that you are loved.
Yeah.
But you can love yourself and also know. And the other big one is, you are not what is happening to you right now.
Yeah.
I think for the longest time I thought, you know, what happened to me would shape who I am, can actually define me, but actually those are very separate things. What happened to you is what happened to you, but you can choose who you become.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big decider, because there's too many people who fall down either the road of addiction or bad relationships because they feel what happened to them is something like that they deserved, you know, so they don't deserve any happiness.
Yeah.
But the reality is, you know, of course you deserve happiness, but don't let what happened in the past define who you are.
Yeah.